Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am sitting in with my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell, and we're sitting in for Dr. Apostle Rosalind Overton. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. I'm blessed. Thank you, Pastor.
Praise God. Praise God. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning Prayer, Praise, and Worship Show. Our scripture that we base the show on is Job 38, 12, and 13 out of the King James Version of the Bible. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. This is where we are giving our morning, our day, the issues of life, commands and instructions, and then walking them out by faith. Amen. Please go to our Facebook page. Like the Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Follow the ministry. Follow the ministry. Interact with us. Keep up with us. Post your prayer requests. You know, from time to time we go through life and we need prayer, so feel free to post your prayer requests. We're going to pray over those prayer requests. We're going to add our faith to yours. We're going to stand on the law of agreement, as well as the scriptures tell us that if two or more of you agree on anything on earth, as in touching, it will be done for us by the Father. So we do have the ability to stand on the law of agreement. So please go to our Facebook page, like the page, and bring us into your prayer situations. Again, good morning, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. We'll go ahead and get started with our initial prayer. I'm going to change things up just a little bit. And Deaconess, if you'd be so kind, I'm going to have you lead the opening prayer, if that's okay.
Praise God, definitely. Father God, we just thank you, we praise you, we bless you this morning. Lord, we are excited about you. God, as we awaken this morning, God, we speak awakening to everything that you have called into purpose for us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that your will for us is great. We thank you, Father God. Your word says that you would, that we should prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. You said that we should give thanks in all things because this is the will of you concerning us. So, Father God, we just come this morning praising you and thanking you, God, because that's your will concerning us. We come acknowledging your desire for us to be in good health and to prosper, because that is your, hallelujah, that is your will concerning us. So, Father God, we come in alignment with your will this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you. 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 God, we praise you this morning. We exalt you this morning. We magnify you this morning. We acknowledge Korabade. We acknowledge you this morning. We say Korabade. We thank you this morning, God, as we awaken, Father God. Let every let praise awaken all the more on the inside of us. Let thanksgiving awaken all the more. For those that have joined us in prayer and those that will listen later on, God, let an awakening of prayer, awakening of praise happen. This morada de awakening of praise happen. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you are a good God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we praise you. We exalt you. We magnify you. We give your name glory. Hallelujah. We give your name glory. You are a good God. You are a good God. You said that you would that we should give thanks in all things. So we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We say, we don't just say it because it's a good thing to say, but literally if nothing ever happens after this point, we thank you. You have done so much for us. We're awake out of the notable Sunday. If we're listening to the broadcast, we're awake this morning. That's something to give you thanks about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We Sunday. If we had a mind to pray, then that means we have a mind. Thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you for a right mind. Thank you. 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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We come around that day. We come with a heart of thanksgiving. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You told us this is how we should pray. We call on my mind today. We should be anxious for nothing, but in all things with prayer and thanksgiving. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Before we ask for one more thing, thank you. Thank you for the 1 million things you've already done. Thank you, God. 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 Thank we cultivate thanksgiving this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, Korabamanibiose. We awaken thanksgiving in the earth. You need to awaken thanksgiving in our minds. We awaken thanksgiving in our hearts. Thank you, Roshe Kennedyosande. We thank you, God. We come before you with grateful hearts. Thank you, Koramamande Korabase. Roshe Kandrivioshakandriasa. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we just ask, God, even now that you would search us, search our hearts and our minds. If there's anything that has been in us that's not like you, if we have been mumbling and complaining, if we have not been thankful, if we've flown in unforgiveness and unthankfulness, Father God, we repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive us. God, thank you, Jesus. Wherever we find ourselves, if we have been mumbling and complaining, we repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word says do all things without mumbling and questioning. God, do all things without mumbling and questioning, even the things that are hard. So, God, if we have been mumbling and questioning you, we repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. If we've held anybody in unforgiveness, we repent right. Forgive us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If we held ourselves in unforgiveness, forgive us, God. And we forgive ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus. We repent this morning. We repent, God, because you said it's the things on the inside that defile a man, not the things on the outside that defile a man. So we clean the inside of the cup this morning. We thank you for grace and mercy this morning. We thank you, Father God. We get in a position, for petition in the mighty name of Jesus. We get in position for petitioning this morning. God, thank you. Thank you for cleaning up inside of our cup this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we do thank you. We do thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you, Rabba. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you, Father God. Your word does say, Rasha Kanidiasande, Roko Manidaraba, that we could command our morning, Rasha Kanidiasse, Ikora Manidiasse, to take hold of the ends of the earth and to shake out Rabba de Korabase, the wickedness out. Roko Manidiasata, Ikora Manidarabo, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for authority. We thank you for kingdom authority this morning. Thank you, God, for authority and dominion in the earth realm. That we can command a thing. We can declare a thing. Thank you, Jesus. We can bind and we can lose. So the wicked things in the mighty name of Jesus that have been declared over us, we nullify them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every word turns, we cancel it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that's not like you that has been spoken against our day, spoken against us, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus and we cancel the assignment. Thank you, God. Even things we say, even things we set ourselves, we come out of agreement with it. Every negative confession, if we went to bed mumbling and complaining, saying, I don't know how it's going to do, it's not going to get, it won't get no better, we come out of agreement right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we declare the things that have been difficult will be better, because your word says that you come to give us life and that more abundantly. So we break every negative confession, every word curse this morning in the mighty name, in the mighty name of Jesus, because your word says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. So we come against every negative word. We cast it down now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come over. We thank you for dominion in the earth. Your word says that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So we come against every thieving demon. Every thieving demon. Every demon that has stolen something. Either due to our ignorance or our complicity. We come against it now. Anything we came in agreement with that allowed the enemy to steal from us, we come out of agreement with it right now. If we came in agreement with fear, doubt, and unbelief, and the enemy came in to steal, we come out of agreement with it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that we don't have the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So if the enemy came to steal anything he's stolen, we declare and decree in the earth right now that it is returned back to us. God, we thank you. Health. Provision. Family. Anything the enemy stole. Either because we let him or because we didn't know. We declare on this morning that it's returned. Families. We speak against that foul demon of divorce. That foul demon of divorce. We come against you right now. We cancel your assignment inside the church and outside of the church. You'll have no place. You won't just come in and steal. You can't just have marriages. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. Every confession that was made, that allowed the enemy to come in, we repent right now. Everything we say, oh, it's not going to work. Oh, I shouldn't have been with you. We repent right now, God. And we close the door in your face, devil. You can't have it, God. You can't have this marriage and you can't have this family. We declare and decree on today, we stand in the gap for families. For those that are listening and those that will listen, the devil can't have families today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood burial of Jesus Christ all around the families connected to FMLC. Those are the ministry partners, power and life. We believe in strong families, strong heads,
strong children, mm-hmm. strong wives, and we bind anything would come against it in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you because your word says that when the thief is found, hallelujah, hallelujah, he has to give back sevenfold. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So we call out this devil. We call the thief out. The thief that will come against health. The thief that will come against health. You have no place in these bodies. We have no place in these bodies, these knees, or the feet. You have no place. We hold fast to our confession. By his stripes we are healed. We hold fast to the confession that by his stripes we are healed. You cannot have these healings. Hallelujah. You cannot have these bodies, devil. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for kingdom authority this morning. We thank you for dominion this morning. We thank you, God, for the ability to bind and loose. We thank you for the power of agreement. We thank you, Lord God, that you said that when there are two or more together, gathered in your name, that you are in the midst. We thank you that your word says that one can send 1,000 and two can send 10,000. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. We just praise you and bless you. We exalt you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Right. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am with my co-host who you just heard praying, Deaconess Angela Campbell. We're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. I'm sorry. Please go to our Facebook page, like the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. This way you can stay in touch with the ministry. You can leave your prayer requests. You can ask biblical questions, et cetera, et cetera. Anything that we can do to serve you, we avail ourselves. We are servants. So please, if you need to utilize us, please do. We have a caller on the line, but I'm going to go into my opening prayer as well first. Father God, we just thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we thank you and magnify your name. Father, we give you praise this morning. Father, we thank you. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise this morning. We thank you for this beautiful and this wonderful, this amazing day, Father. We thank you for this blessed, favored, and anointed day, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise this morning. Thank you, Lord, Father, early this morning, Father, when the sun begins to shine, we see your glory, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we give you praise in this place today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Father, your word says that let all things with breath give you praise, Father. So we praise you this morning. Lord Jesus, we give you praise. We magnify your name. We thank you. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. We come this morning seeking you, seeking your presence, Father. And we thank you, Father, for your law says, Father, where there are two or more gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of us. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you and praise your name, Yahshua. We magnify your name, Yahshua. We uplift your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We give you praise. We want to thank you even for yesterday. allowing us to serve your people, Father, allowing us to serve those, Father, that are not yet in the sheepfold, Father. We just thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we had a wonderful time. We just thank you and praise you. We uplift and magnify your name. Father, as we decree and declare over your people today, Father, over our families, Father, over the body of Christ, Father, Father, we decree and declare, Father, Father, that you, our glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father, that you have given us spiritual wisdom and insight that we might continue to grow in your, in the knowledge of you. Father, we decree and declare that our hearts will be flooded with light, Father, so that we will understand the confident hope that you have given to us, Father, that you call your people, Father, who in your rich and glorious inheritance, Father. Father, we also decree and declare, Father, that we will understand the incredible greatness of your power for us, who believe in you. Father, this is the same mighty power, Father, that you raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at your own right hand, Father, that position of power and authority, Father, that we share with Christ, Father. Father, this is the place you placed him, Father, far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come, Father. Father, you have put all things under the authority of Jesus Christ, Father, and you have made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. The church is his body, Father, where he can still operate legally in the earth. You have made, and it is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself, Father. So we thank you, Father, for this knowledge, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father, for this authority and the power that you have bestowed upon us, Father. And Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us so we will use this power and authority correctly so that the scriptures will be carried out. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father. Father, we will raise the dead. Father, we will heal the sick. Father, we will cast out devils and demons, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we do this even now with the authority of Jesus Christ, Father. We bind and loose on this earth, Father. We thank you right now, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, those, Father, that will hear this broadcast, Father, Father, you know what they stand in need of, Father. So right now, Father, we loose those provisions, Father, needed right now. Father, housing for the homeless, Father, food for those that are hungry, Father, spiritual food, Father, for those that are starving, Father, for the word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We loose the word now, Father, to go forth. Father, we ask that you send your vineyard workers, Father, your children, to minister to those, Father, that need to be ministered to minister to the lost, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare right now, Father, your spirit, Father, is stirred up in us, Father, and we go out even today, this morning, and minister to the lost, Father, and begin to bring souls, Father, into the kingdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this morning, we uplift the sick, Father. Father, and right now, Father, we decree and declare, Father, healing, Father, across the land. Father, healing of the minds, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Healing, Father, all over Chicago, Father, where people, Father, have been afflicted in their minds, Father, where they have infirmities of the mind, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak healing right now, Father, and the yoke of sickness broken right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against the spirit of depression. You foul, wicked spirits right now, I command you, cast out the Jesus Christ right now. Healing, I command you to steady in. Father, we command every brain, Father, every brain connection, every brain tissue of people, city, Father, across this country, Father, to fall under the subject gift of healing of Jesus Christ, Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. I command you in the name of Jesus, be free now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We praise your holy name, Father. Father, those dealing with sickness of the body, Father, infirmities, Father, in their joints, infirmities in their organs, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare them healed now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we thank you and magnify your name. Father, I pray for children right now, Father. Those children, Father, that are hurting, Father. Those children dealing with mental infirmities, Father. Those children dealing with physical infirmities, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those children dealing with emotional infirmities, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I command every foul spirit to pack up and go. In the name of Jesus, I command you cast out right now, Father, every physical infirmity right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I command it heal and these children restored, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. We magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I lay hands on those in the spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. I command you healed now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise your holy name. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Hallelujah. Father, there are those that out there, Father, that need jobs, oh, Heavenly Father. So, Father, we lose jobs. We lose, Father, businesses, Father. We lose the provisions, Father, to grow business. Holy Spirit, go forth and touch the minds of business owners. Touch the minds of employees. Show them what to do, where to go, where to look. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we call forth jobs and businesses from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We lose witty inventions, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, bring witty inventions to your people, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, bring witty inventions to those who would receive it, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let those witty inventions ease the suffering of man on this, in this earth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. We give you praise today, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift those, Father, the families of those who have lost loved ones, especially young loved ones, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Heal them now, Father. Father, strengthen them now, Father. Comfort them now, Father. We speak healing, comfort, and restoration to these families, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, right now, Father, we ask that anything that has been lost, income, Father, companionship, Father, from those that are lost, Father, that these things are replaced even in a greater measure, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We right now. We uplift your name right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. Father, I want to uplift those, Father, that are angry, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against these spirits, Father, that have manipulated people to be angry, that has created cultures of angriness and tension, Father, and dissatisfaction, Father. In the name of Jesus, we break your grip on people now in the name of Jesus. Father, we loose the spirit of love over this city, Father, over the homes, over the people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We magnify your name right now. We uplift your name right now. Father, we break the hustle spirit over this city, Father, in the name of Jesus. We break the get-over spirit, the selfish spirits, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We break them now. Father, we break the spirits of division and racism, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we ask that you forgive those that have perpetuated these things, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, but we do seek justice, Father. We seek justice, Father, for the things that the enemy has brought upon us, Father. We seek justice, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise today, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father. Give your angels charge over us, Father. Give your angels charge over our children, Father. Give your angels charge over the children of this city. Father, give your angels charge over the seniors, Father. In the name of Jesus. Give your angels charge over the body of Christ, Father, that we meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, we all these things that we have spoken, all these things that we have agreed upon, Father, decreed together, Father, we do command them so in the authority of Jesus Christ. We say it is so, it is so. Thank you, Lord, and it is so. Amen. Amen. Again, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. We have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. This is Chantella. How are you today?
Good morning.
Hello?
This is Chantella. How are you this morning?
Okay. You were praying for the youth, and I would like to say, we need a special prayer for that young lady, Kanika, that was found in the freezer, and bringing the people who did harm to her just to justice. That happens very rarely. I ask that God place it on their hearts to come forth themselves, shake them demons off of them, and come forth themselves and admit what they did.
Amen. We'll definitely pray for that family. We'll definitely ask God to let God's will be done in that situation. Again, we have our young children that need prayer, and they're going through life without prayer. So they find themselves in those situations where God has brought many of us out because we had people praying for us.
Praying for us, yes.
Children don't need it. So we have to stand in the gap and pray for those children that aren't getting prayer from mothers and fathers and aunts and grandmothers. So we need to stand in the gap, continue to cover them in prayer. And that's one of the reasons for, things like Blog Talk Radio, being a prayer warrior, so you can stand in the gap for those who can't stand in the gap for themselves. But we'll definitely be praying for her. We'll definitely be praying for you and your family as well.
Thank you.
So, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining, and thank you so much for having that family in that situation, bringing that, reminding us, and bringing that to life.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. We love you. God bless you. We'll continue to keep you in prayer.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am here with my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. We're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. Please go to our Facebook page, like the page, stay in touch with the ministry. If you have any prayer issues throughout the week, please post them or inbox them if they are of a sensitive nature. We will add our faith to yours. If you have any biblical questions, please post those or even inbox those. And, again, we will answer those questions as best as Holy Spirit leads us. So please feel free to do so. Again, I'm going to bring Deaconess back and ask her to pray or give us a word or just release whatever God has placed on her heart. I know her and myself, we pray throughout the weekend. I mean, God just pours into her some jewels and some nuggets. So, Deaconess, I'm handing it over to you.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. We'll definitely pray for the family of Kanika and all those involved. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just lift up, continue to lift up your holy and everlasting name. And God, we thank you that you are a God of justice. You are a God that sits high and you look low. Your word says that the heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool, so nothing is hidden from your sight. God, we thank you that you are a God that never sleeps nor slumbers. Thank you, Father God, that you see all, you know all. You were the first, the last. Father God, we thank you. You're the Alpha and the Omega. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you are all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, and nothing is hidden from your sight. God, we say we lift up the family of Kanika. Just as your pastor was praying for the families that have lost young loved ones, we just lift up the mother, we lift up the aunties, the cousins, the father of that young girl, the classmates of that young girl, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we're asking that you will continue to release your comfort to the family. Holy Spirit, as only you can, release the comfort. You are the comforter. We're asking that you release the comfort to that family in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you that nothing, Father God, is impossible for you. So, God, we thank you. We thank you for revealing the truth. You are a God of truth, a God of justice. So we thank you that your will be done in this situation. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will reveal all that happened, Father God, in your timing and in your way. We bind every activity of the enemy that will rise, that will try to ignite hatred or anger, retaliation and revenge, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against anything that's not like you. God, we thank you that you are the God of justice. We come in agreement with your word that says, vengeance is the Lord's. And he'll repay it. We rebuke every spirit that would try to ignite vengeance. We come against every demon that's trying to infiltrate social media platforms to ignite hatred, to ignite anger. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you that you stir the hearts of thousands, that they are concerned, that they were concerned about this family, that it touched thousands' hearts. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, that they were touched by the loss, by the loss of this young lady. But we bind up the plan of the enemy to use this situation for his glory. All things will happen for your glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for how you're going to turn this thing around in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all those that are involved, Father God, that it will be exposed. Hallelujah. How nothing is hidden from your sight. Nothing is hidden from your sight. Nothing is hidden. Father God, in your word, David said, if I made my bed in hell, you would be there. If I went up to the highest mountain, you would be there. Nothing is hidden from your sight. Hallelujah. Nothing. So God, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Invade the dreams of those that know something. Invade them. Bring it back to their remembrance. Whatever happened, Father God, you know it. Hallelujah.
And you move according to your will in this situation, God. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We will continue to lift up the family. We'll continue to lay prostrate for them. We'll continue to cry their names out and to call their names out in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll continue in the name of Jesus to pray for those that have lost loved ones. You said that we should celebrate and rejoice with those that are rejoicing, and we should mourn with those that mourn. So, God, we come in agreement with heaven on today, that you are there to comfort them. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And, God, we do thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the ability, Father God, to take back the things that were stolen. Take back the things, Father God, that are on Sunday. Thank you, God. Thank you. God, we thank you on today. We thank you for that ability, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And, Father God, we just lift up Rama Mandiriyosaka. We lift up, hallelujah. We lift up the leader of this house. We lift up Apostle Overton on today. God, thank you for her vision. Thank you, Father God, for her heart. Thank you, Father God, for her desire to see lives restored, to see lives change, to push your kingdom, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just pray right now, and we decree more than enough, more than enough, more than enough resource, more than enough help, more than enough provision, more than enough downloads, hallelujah, more than enough, God, more than enough, more than enough, more than enough. We thank you for resource, hallelujah. We thank you for resource, for everything she puts her hands to. Father God, we thank you that people will continue to sow. They'll continue to sow. That seeds will come from the north, south, east, and the west, Father God. That people she don't even know will begin to seed into her because of what she poured into somebody else that poured into them. We thank you, Father God, for the replication, hallelujah, and the multiplication that came from her that she birthed out. We thank you that they will continue to multiply and replicate what you put on the inside of her. We thank you, God. Thank you. Continue to move upon her family. Bless them in every way, God. Bless them in every way. Increase them in every way. Release portion and provision in a greater way. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. And God, I lift up Apostle Dozier. And Prophetess Geraldine Dozier. God, we thank you for Rabbi. We thank you for the gift of the apostolic. We thank you, Father God, for wisdom. We thank you for men and women of God that have walked in faith, walked in integrity, walked in character. And Father God, because of their faithfulness, their integrity, and their character, Father God, we believe and we decree increase, continual increase in the mighty name of Jesus in every way. And those that would work in labor, hallelujah, increase in provision, increase in revelation, increase in influence, increase because of faithfulness, Father God, not because of who they are, but because of who you are in them. Increase, 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 increase. God, we thank you for the wisdom. We pray that that wisdom, the wisdom that you poured into your leaders, into those leaders, will permeate, Father God. It will permeate. It will move outside the four walls in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for pastors. We thank you. I lift up Pastor Melvin Avante in the mighty name of Jesus. Roshe thank you, God, for the pressure you put in this man of God. You said that the race was not given to the swift, but to those that endured. God, we thank you for his endurance power. Hallelujah. We thank you. We declare and decree that he will be an endurance runner in the spirit. He will continue to press, continue to endure, continue to move. Father God, your word says that we should press towards the mark of the high call calling in Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the press that you put on the inside of this man of God towards the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. We thank you for all of your leadership, your ministers, those that are listening and will listen, your prophets and your apostles. Father God, oh God, thank you for preparing them to equip the body for all the work that needs to be done. Thank you for preparing them for how they will go out into the vineyard and minister on their jobs at the supermarket, Father God, whether Father God at the car wash. Thank you, Father, because they take who they are with them. They're not their title, but they are the anointing that dwells in that vessel, God. So we thank you, God. They are the character that they have built up in you. Thank you, God, that their character and their lifestyle is building up the weight to bear the weight of who they are. And as they go, wherever they go, they'll be able to help those that they're with. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, God. We ask, God, that your name would just be made great today. And every day we do, whoever we talk to, wherever we go, we ask, God, that your name would just be made great. We get low, that you would be high. We decrease, Father God, hallelujah. John said, I decrease as you increase. So, Father God, we just decrease on today in the name of Jesus, that you would increase in our lives and everybody that comes in contact with us. We thank you. Your word says that if I be lifted up, all men will be drawn unto me. So, God, we lift you up on today, that all men of individuals be drawn unto you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to add to that prayer. Father God, we just decree and declare victory today. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that your name will be hallowed in the earth. Father, we decree and declare, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, that your people, Father, will lift you up today, Father. Father, if just today, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that we will lift you up, Father, hallelujah, so that all men will be drawn unto you, Father. Father, give us a spirit of lifting you up, Father, a spirit of elevating you, Father, a spirit, Father, of worshiping you just today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise, Father. Father, we pray for the man and woman, Father, that's out there, Father, that's hurting, Father. Father, we pray for them right now, Father. The pain is removed, Father. Father, that they are healed and restored, Father, of any pain that they may be feeling right now, Father. Father, we pray for the fatherless, Father. Father, you said you would be a father to the fatherless. So, Father, we're asking you to father these individuals, Father, and fill them with everything, Father, they missed, Father, from not having father in the name of Jesus. Build them up, Father, where they're lacking, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we decree and declare right now, Father, that they will be built up. Father, that broken men are repaired and restored. They are healed and restored, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the women, Father, that have been misled, Father, by broken men, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind the hand, the influence, the plan, and the assignment of the enemy. Father, we move back into that territory to take it back for the kingdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to decree and declare, to set right what has gone wrong, Father, to raise the waste places, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we decree it so in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Father. We uplift and magnify your name, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Again, thank you for tuning in to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. Again, our scripture is Job 38:12-13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? And if you understand this scripture, God is saying, have we commanded the morning since our days and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of? He's actually given us the charge to command the day, to have wicked shaken out of the day from the four corners of the earth, not even coming to him and asking him to remove wickedness, but he's already put things in place that we may command things and overtake and do away with wickedness. So again, God has supplied the power. He supplied the light switch, and he's given us authority to turn the light switch on and allow the power to flow. Amen. As we get ready to leave, I just want to say, please speak victory into your life. Speak victory into your life. Don't give the battle and the battle wounds more precedent than the victory. Because God is a God of victory. Amen. Any last things before we sign off, Deaconess?
Pastor, I just think that what you're saying is so awesome because, you know, God can talk to us in the natural. He can use natural things to talk to us. So I'm on my way to work yesterday, and I'm listening to gospel music, and it was just like a compilation. And it comes upon this song that was in the movie, Hidden Figures. And I'd never really heard it other in the movie, but the song is called The Victory. And the song, the word says, they'll call it a mystery, but we're calling it victory. So
Amen. People
will want, amen, people will be like, how did that happen? How did the storm dissipate like that? How did the eye just, because we were praying and we declared victory
Amen. Over
it. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So I just am so thankful. Cause then, and then this morning as I'm getting, you know, I'm walking and getting ready for the prayer line, I just hear the song, everything that the devil stole, God has given it back to me. So
Amen. I just am
excited.
Praise God. Hey, man, get excited for victory. Dance, shout.
Yes.
Get excited for victory. All those things that have been stolen from you, the enemy has aborted, blocked up, deterred. Thank God for victory. Thank God. I hear so many saints talking about the hits and the attacks and talk about the victory. Praise God. Praise God. So we have run out of time, but thank you again for joining in to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. Again, like our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, like the page, stay in touch with the ministry. Just kind of interact with us as well. Be victorious. Continue to be favored, continue to be blessed, continue to walk in the light and the word of God. And I just want to say thank you and be blessed. We'll be here next week, same time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. God bless you. And we will talk to you, soon.
When we repeat the word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say it. Let the church say amen. Let the church. God, at the church, say, at the church, let us say, amen. Let the whole church say, amen. left the church. Hey, amen. No. Thank you, Lord.